For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Scanning your body for its wisdom. Finding a comfortable posture. And just feeling into your body sitting here. Scanning through the body to notice what you feel. You might notice the sensations of your feet on the floor. Your sit bones on the chair, or the back of your legs on the chair. And starting with the feet, just feeling into your feet. Maybe you feel the socks and shoes on your feet. Maybe you feel the pressure of your feet on the ground. Maybe you can feel a little bit of tingling, the feeling of the blood flowing. Maybe you notice whether your feet are warm or cold. And now moving your attention to your ankles and your lower legs. What is there to feel in your ankles and your lower legs? If anything at all. Maybe you feel the pants on your calves. Maybe you feel a tightness in your calves. Notice what you feel in your ankles and your calves. And if you notice that your mind is drifted and your attention somewhere else, just gently and without judging, bring it back to your ankles and your calves. It's not a problem at all. The mind does like to wander. Now let go of the lower legs and move your attention to your knees and your thighs. You might notice the pressure of your thighs on the chair. Maybe you notice kind of a heaviness. And notice that thinking about your thighs touching the chair is picturing it in your mind's eye. It's not feeling the sensations. And what we want to do is feel the sensations. So your attention is down in your thighs, not up in your head. Letting go of the thighs and changing the focus of your attention to your sit bones on the chair. You might feel the pressure of the sit bones pushing into the chair as they hold the weight of the torso. You might notice whether your weight's equally distributed on both sit bones. Switching the focus of your attention to your stomach area. Is your stomach tense or tight? Maybe you feel butterflies. Maybe you have some cramping. Maybe you feel hunger. Just notice what you're feeling in your stomach. And if it's nothing at all, notice that too. Maybe you notice the expansion and contraction of your stomach with each breath. Feeling along your spine, from your lower spine to your upper spine. Maybe there's a portion of your spine that's leaning back against the chair and you feel that. Maybe you can feel tension along your spine. Trying to get rid of it, we're just noticing it's there. And we're just going to let it be there for now, whatever tension there is. Switching the focus of your attention to your chest. Is it open or closed? Is there tightness or spaciousness? Hunched over to kind of protect it. And now paying attention to your lungs. And notice how with the inhale, your lungs can expand downward, pushing down your diaphragm, and that's what makes your belly expand. With each in-breath, notice your lungs filling totally with air. They might push your rib cage out a little. Okay. Breathe deep enough. They're pushing your diaphragm down. Just notice what happens to your lungs on a big in-breath. And what happens on the out-breath. How they just naturally contract. And moving your attention to your shoulders. Many of us carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, so we might feel a heaviness. And if we're anxious, our shoulders might rise up towards our ears. And we might not even know we're anxious, but our shoulders are telling us there's some anxiety there. Or if we're defensive, our shoulders might curl forward, making us a little smaller and a little more invisible. And we might not even know we're trying to be invisible, but if we listen to our shoulders, they'll let us know. Maybe your shoulders are just slightly back and you're standing tall and proud, saying, all's good with the world right now. I'm strong. Just noticing the sensations in your shoulders and what they're telling you. Moving down your shoulders, feel the sensations in your arms. Maybe you feel the fabric of your sleeves. Maybe you feel the air blowing from the fan in here. And maybe you don't. Maybe you feel your arms against your sides. Maybe you notice whether they're warm or cold. And when your mind wanders off, don't yell at yourself. Just gently bring your attention back to your arms. Before you do, you may want to note, just see, where did my mind wander to? Okay, it was planning, and come back. It's not that you're failing at meditation, because the purpose of meditation is not to stop the thoughts. It's to become aware when they happen. Moving the focus of your attention to your hands. You may feel them on your lap or feel your hands touching each other. You may feel a tingling as the blood moves through your veins. And maybe you don't feel that at all. One finger at a time, pay attention to each individual finger. What does your baby finger feel like? And your ring finger? middle finger. Your pointing finger. And your thumbs. Did you experience the same sensations or were they slightly different? Now bring the focus of your attention to the back of your neck. A lot of us have stress in the back of our neck, pain in the back of our neck, because we are always moving our head forward into the future, straining the back of our neck. You might just stop and notice the posture. Where is your head in relation to your shoulders? And moving your attention to your jaw. If you're not sure if you feel tension in your jaw, you might just take two fingers and rub the jaw and see if there's a difference. Because sometimes we're so used to the tension in our jaws, we don't even know it's there. But if you rub it a little, you'll feel it relaxing. And then you'll know, yeah, there is tension in my jaw. What does your face feel like? Is it tight or is it soft? Do you feel any pressure in your face, especially around your sinuses? What about your mouth? How does that feel? And is there a different feeling if you've just put a half smile on your face? Does that change the feelings, the sensations in your face? And what happens if you bring that half smile all the way up to your eyes? You notice any relaxation of the 300 muscles in your face? And what about your brow? When we're really trying or concentrating, our brow is furrowed. Notice whether you furrow your brow. And again, that's a message when you're meditating. If your brow's furrowed, it means you're striving, you're trying too hard. If you soften the brow, you might soften the striving. Noticing the sensations in your face, your cheeks, your eyes, your forehead. And now opening awareness to include your entire body. Just sitting here alive, being alive. Breathing. Some people like to imagine breathing all the way from the crown of your head down to your toes, up and out again. And for some people, that image just doesn't work. And that's okay too. Just notice all the sensations in your body. And allow them to be just as they are. Allow them just for this moment. And for this one. Maybe starting to allow some movement back into your body, wiggling your fingers and your toes. And stretching your body in any way that it wants, however it feels good. Ready in your own time, opening your eyes. And take a moment to reflect on your experience in this new moment.